Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Tip number 28, Bard. Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's tip. Today, I would like to demonstrate, or rather talk about, Bard, the Braille and Audio Reading Download Service from the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. This service is available to all patrons in North America who possess a digital talking book player, whether authorized by the NLS to receive digital talking books. These players are not only the NLS players, but can also apply to other devices like the Victor Reader Stream and I believe the BookSense and others. You can obtain authorization keys for those devices so that they will play NLS digital talking books. The B in this acronym stands for Braille, and it is hoped that in the future the Web Braille service from NLS will be integrated into this. Right now, if you go to the website, you will only be able to look at lists of books in the digital archives. So what essentially the people at the library service do is they take old tape recordings and digitize them, or with the newer books, they put them on in digital format, put them up on the website, and if you are authorized to do so, you can download them and put them on your digital device for your listening pleasure. And incidentally, you can keep them. So here's what you need to do. You can go to the website by typing into your browser nlsbard.loc.gov, and you will get to a sort of main site that will give you a login form field and things that you can log in. If you want to use the service, want to know if you qualify, and to apply, there is a link for the Bard application instructions. If you log in, you will be taken to the main website of Bard, where you can search for books, search for magazines, and all that jazz. And also, incidentally, see what recent books and magazines have been added in the last 30 days. Tips on searching. If you want to search for a particular book title, type it in the form field. If you want to search for a book by a particular author, type that in the form field, author's last name, then the author's first name. If you want to search for a particular narrator of a book, type that in, narrator's first name, narrator's last name. So that is really nifty. For instance, one of my favorite narrators is Jill Ferris. So I typed in Jill Ferris and it came up with all, 125, 130 books that Bard has on the site that she has read. Now, it is worth pointing out that not all of the books that are on tape are available on Bard. So you may not be able to find the one you want. It may be added in the future, but you know, then again, you can always request that it be added. So some things, if you really, really want them, you may still have to get them on tape. But there is a huge collection here, in the tens of thousands. I'm not exactly sure how many are on here. But this is a very nice thing to browse. Sorry it's not available to international residents, but I am having a ball with this. I was qualified for it a year and a half ago when I got my Victor Reader Stream, and I've still not had enough of it. It's great. And using it is simple as that, provided you keep in mind that you need to apply, have a digital player, have the key, and the few simple search tips I went through just a minute ago. Thanks for listening. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.